Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, Director of the World Ocean Observatory. The Global Environment Facility, GEF, is a global partnership among 178 countries, international institutions, non-governmental organizations, and the private sector to address global environmental issues and to assist developing countries to meet the objectives of international treaties and conventions. It provides grants for projects related to six focal areas: biodiversity, climate change, international waters, land degradation, the ozone layer, and persistent organic pollutants. Established in 1991 as a $1 billion pilot program within the World Bank to assist in the protection of the global environment and to promote environmental sustainable development, today, restructured and independent, the GEF is the largest funder of projects to improve the global environment, providing $8.26 billion in grants and leveraging $33.7 billion more in co-financing for 2,200 projects in 165 countries. These extraordinary funds are contributed by donor countries. In 2002, 32 donor nations pledged $3 billion to support GEF operations through 2006. That year, at the fourth GEF Assembly, an additional $3.13 billion was committed. A fifth replenishment for projects from 2010 through 2014 is now in process. The GEF International Waters Focal Area targets transboundary water systems, such as river basins with water flowing from one country to another, groundwater resources shared by several countries, or marine ecosystems bounded by more than one nation. Some of the issues addressed are water pollution, overextraction of groundwater resources, unsustainable exploitation of fisheries, protection of fisheries habitats, invasive species, and balancing competing uses of water resources. Because water does not respect national boundaries, multi-country actions are necessary to foster sustainable development of these large systems that cover most of the Earth. The GEF helps countries to collaborate with their neighbors to modify human activities that stress river basins, lake basins, and groundwater systems, and interfere with downstream coastal resources, large marine ecosystems where most fisheries are harvested, and the open ocean. If we look to the Mediterranean Sea as just one example, the GEF has initiated a 10-nation strategic partnership to address threats to marine resources from land-based pollutants, uncontrolled coastal development, overexploitation of coastal aquifers, and unregulated, unsustainable fishing. Funded projects have included integrated planning of transboundary areas, coordinated management of large marine ecosystems, wastewater reuse, engineered wetland restoration, watershed rehabilitation, rescue plans for endangered seals, pollution controls in the coastal zone, and many more. The GEF operates worldwide. Nonetheless, it's likely that you've never heard of it before. While encumbered with all the structural and bureaucratic limitations of an international agency, it has nonetheless made an astonishing contribution toward the systemic change and political cooperation that is required to meet the goals of protection and sustainability of natural resources for, quote, the benefit of all mankind. We frequently bemoan the absence of directed, progressive environmental action, and yet here, almost invisible, is a $40 billion investment in just such a plan, with measurable results, positive impact, and successful community engagement. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory, online at www.thew2o.net. World Ocean Radio is produced by Amelia Poole in association with WERU Community Radio, Blue Hill, Maine.